it's up to everybody raising their voice. We don't do it loudly enough as conservatives. And when you're interested in the Trump agenda, you know, he won the state with over 90% of Republicans supporting him. We should be out there working on that agenda, not giving them an advantage due to the fact that then you're going to get their policies at how they work over the last few decades.
Welcome to the Voices of Freedom podcast, where we sit down with the voices behind the scenes at Freedom 95.
Governor Braun, how are you doing this morning?
Well, very good.
I wanted to start. I know that the redistricting has been in the news. I wanted to kind of get your take and see where we were at.
Very good. Redistricting, we've been at for nearly 3 months, and it's been belabored, I think, by the Senate in the sense that I don't think their heart was really in it. Leadership was never behind it. And then over the last 3 weeks, there were lots of senators flipping to a public yes, nearly 14 or so of them, and another 7 or 8 private yeses. And I think that's when leadership Bray decided it was getting too close, and he took it out of that format of making it public to get everybody on, you know, a roll call vote to, you know, get to where we do maps. And that's been the current play. Org day is today, and the House, since late October, has publicly said that they've got the votes to do their end of it. So that is where we're at now. And you know, even when I had to wrestle with them on property tax reform, most of that work was done in the House, not the Senate. So they've been foot draggers on a lot of different issues, and I think it goes to the leadership there. You can see President Trump is putting it solely on the shoulders of Rod Bray and his crew. So that's where we're at currently.
How do we as citizens and listeners help and support and get those state legislators to actually show up for this vote? What can we do?
You know, anybody that wants to see this get to a public discussion and look at constructing maps that would put us in a place that we're evening the playing field a bit. Remember, this condones the policies nationally when you let the Dems get by with gerrymandering to the extent they've done it already. That's why they're complaining so loudly against evening the playing field, is you need to get out, and especially for the senators that are remaining behind closed doors, have them say if they're for it or not. And there are at least 7 or 8 that are privately for it. And then we need another 2 or 3, and we get to where we need to be to at least start looking at how we do construct Indiana's maps to reflect the fact that we're a 60-40 Republican state, and to do it in the same way Massachusetts has done it for the last couple of decades, where they are about the same percentage blue as we are red. They don't pull any punches there. They go for it, and that is why we are so close in the House of Representatives at the national level, not to mention illegal immigrants, 20 to 30 million of them are counted in the census. So that gives California, Illinois, and New York a big leg up on their own congressional districts.
And I know that you said this, and it's kind of a lighthearted day with Organization Day, but hopefully some decisions will be made, and we can get them back in December.
Well, it's up to everybody raising their voice. We don't do it loudly enough as conservatives. And when you're interested in the Trump agenda, and, you know, he won the state with over 90% of Republicans supporting him, we should be out there working on that agenda, not giving them an advantage due to the fact that then you're going to get their policies at how they worked over the last few decades. And that party is going from, you know, liberal to crazy when you're looking at people like AOC, Jasmine Crockett, Zoran Mondami. You know, that's not good.
It was kind of a shame. I noticed no questions taken yesterday after the panel session. So I thought, normally when questions are asked, answers are given. But when there's questions asked and no answers given, it's almost as if there's something that nobody wants to be spoken.
Well, I think you hit it on the head.
Wow. Well, we're definitely going to do our work here at Freedom 95 and certainly spread the word so those legislators do show up, and hopefully we can get that taken care of. Well, moving on to something that I know you guys have just done a great job with, discussing the jobs and wages. Why don't you elaborate on that for us, Governor?
Well, I think, you know, having run a business from a small one to a regional and then national company, and at least half of that time was a very small business, there's never been a better time to build a business or a career with the way we're running state government currently. We've taken what had gotten to be kind of a so-so in terms of response to the private sector and leaned it up. We've got entrepreneurs running our cabinet secretary positions. So when you're wanting to do business in Indiana, we're getting companies in, we're growing Main Street entrepreneurial businesses, and some of the larger businesses that have been here a long time. We've already been able to raise wages by near over 10% by the jobs we incentivize through the IEDC. We're using a ready grants and a regional approach, so all parts of the state see the benefits, and doing things like Power Up, which incentivizes businesses with their own employees to train them up in skills. If they give that training and it results in a 25% wage increase, the state's reimbursing up to $5,000 of that training expense. So that's a bunch of new stuff, innovative, that we're doing. Never been a better time to own a business than right now in the state of Indiana.
Well, being a small business here at Freedom, we're so grateful for that. And I also saw 17% higher than the U.S. average as far as wage. Is that correct?
That is true, and that's because we just recently popped it up from our own state average of 36 to 41 bucks an hour. And we're spending one-third as much on the jobs we're incentivizing through the IEDC. So spending less, getting better results.
Who would have thought that actually is the way to be successful? That's wonderful. Also, you know, I know utility costs are in the news, and I know you guys have done a great job with you and your team bringing those costs down. So discuss a little more in detail about how you guys are doing that.
So there's the IURC, the Indiana Utility Regulatory Commission, has five members to it, two of whom are off as of the end of October. So we're going to make a couple appointments there quickly, and then another one in December. So we're going to reconstitute that board to where you've got broad thinkers, not only in making sure we have the electric generation we need, but that's going to hold the utilities, especially the IOUs, accountable to making sure ratepayers aren't getting undue increases. And when it comes to all the opportunity with data centers and AI, for the people that want to do them here in this state, they're going to have to shoulder the cost of creating that new generation, showing that how they're going to actually bring rates down, not raising them. And I'm going to have a commission constituted that's going to reflect that point of view.
And I saw Abby Gray's championing a lot of that there and doing a great job to lower those burdens on us ratepayers.
Abby Gray got in there in the Office of Utility Counselor, and when AES, who is the last investor-owned utility to ask for an increase, she actually recommended a decrease. So it's going to be that kind of approach to make sure they're being more efficient in what they're doing, not getting an automatic rate increase like the IURC has kind of accommodated over the last several years. It's going to be definitely a more balanced approach. We're going to grow our electric generation, but we're not going to do it on the back of the utility ratepayer.
That is great stuff. It has to be tough to keep those costs down as demand increases. As a general consumer, we just expect everything to stay the same, and we just continue to plug things in and put new things around our house and appliances. But that baseline, that's something I don't think people know with data centers and different things that are generating and needing more power. So we're definitely grateful for that.
Well, you're happy that it's resonating. And when I ran for this office, it was about leaning up state government. You know the property tax journey we went through, and in 5 years, that means two-thirds of all homes will be exempted from property taxes, and that goes up each year. Everyone's going to see a big savings here in 26 in their spring and fall payments. So we're really addressing bringing costs down across the board and energizing Main Street and small business. Our larger companies, we want them to be responsive to giving us better value. That's how we'll get our own kids to move back here to raise their families, build their careers, and ideally start their own businesses.
Wow. And on that note, I know you had mentioned that you're going to spend Christmas at the governor's house there. Now, where are you guys going to spend Thanksgiving?
Well, Thanksgiving, we're going to be at our home in Jasper, and I'm going to get some hunting in, and I've got two of the four kids that live there in our hometown, two daughters that live away. They're coming in for the Christmas celebration, and we're going to do that at the residence, so along with the seven grandkids.
That's awesome. Well, I hope you guys have a wonderful, happy Thanksgiving, and like I said, we'll definitely be pounding the drum here, anything we can do to help your governor's office in this redistricting, and anything else we can do, you let us know, Governor, and we're grateful for your time, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.
I'll do that, and thank you for getting reaching out to your listeners to get a hold of their representatives and senators especially, and get this across the finish line on redistricting. Much appreciate that help you're giving.
You've been listening to the Voices of Freedom podcast on Freedom 95. For an audio archive, visit the podcast tab at freedom95.us.